sorrow when she's near to me, thinks that these dark and rainy days are as beautiful as days do come. She loves the bare, the withered tree. She walks the sodden pasture lane. Not yesterday I learned to know the love of bare November days before the coming of the snow. Yet it were vain to tell her so, and they are better for her praise. Well, beloved, the gospel in our midst and by the word and at the table brings a measure of spirit to this marsh community. Your spirit, as we identified in September, is one of inquiry, and in October, one of hymnody. And today, especially this All Saints' Day, one of recollection. This is a community of history and of memory and of recollection. It is in the book of the Revelation to St. John that we are given impetus to recall that there are some things that just can't be counted. In the case of this great apocalyptic vision, this is the number of those who are so gathered. We are reminded that not everything that is meaningful is measurable, and not everything measurable is meaningful. Both meaning and measure have significance, but not everything that's meaningful is measurable. Some years ago, in another setting, after months of labor, we identified a vision and mission and strategy and goals. Goals that are smart, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. All good. And yet one mature alto stood to ask, how do you measure a full heart? And we might add, how do you weigh a prayer or a song or a friendship or a soul? Not everything meaningful is measurable. So also the first letter of John recalls for us that we are children of the living God, and so we remember each and every Lord's Day. We gather to be bathed in the recollection that you and I and we together are children of the living God. The Johannine tradition would remind us that we know this not only in those hours that are soulful, playful, hopeful, but also in hurt, that grace accompanies us in dislocation, and freedom greets us in disappointment, and love embraces us in departure. You are a community, spirited marsh chapel, a community of recollection. In the psalmist, we are given encouragement to recall that we are a people also of redemption. Did you notice at the end of the psalm, the Lord redeems the Lord's people? What a wonderful word. But you know, the verb to redeem primarily has an economic valence, to get back, to pay off, to ransom, to free by ransom. Those of you with me who are reading this season Edward Schmidt's book, The Half Has Not Been Told, will catch the historic significance for our country even to this day. Redemption has a soulful and a spiritual dimension, but it also very much has an earthy, material dimension. We are given freedom to recall our rooting and grounding in redemption. And the Gospel of Matthew brings us home this Lord's Day, reminding us of our gathered community, the cloud of witnesses around us. These are your people. Somewhat surprising to know who they are in the shadows here. The poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who are hungry and thirsty for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, those who are persecuted for justice's sake. We in our community of Boston are remembering in these days Mayor Thomas Menino. Those future religious and secular leaders might mark the three hallmarks of his days in leadership: presence, longevity, and heart. Be at every opening, including the opening of an envelope, he said. You be there. Longevity, so that over time, one of every two citizens, residents of this community, will have met you as they did him and shook his hand. And heart to give and to see and to do so, to serve with mirth. My first encounter with him was the day that we named our street here at Boston University Silber Way, and with the president emeritus standing next to him, the mayor began by saying, such a name for a street, Silber Way. Is there any other? Is there any other way? And no one appreciated it more than the president emeritus. How I wish I had been across the street when they cut the ribbon and celebrated the beginning of photonics, the photonic center you view as you leave. Senator Kennedy gathered there with Mayor Menino, and after they'd finished the festivities, the senator said to the mayor, Tom, tell me, what is photonics? And the mayor replied, how should I know? And the senator continued, you receive the grant nonetheless. Presence, longevity, heart. We are those who recollect with thanksgiving, those who in example, word and deed, have developed a sense of community near and far, heart and service, a heart for the heart of the city and a service in the service of the city. We ask you as we come to this Lord's table to pause for a moment and think of one woman or man whose influence in your life has guided the journey of your faith, and lift her or him in prayer as the organ plays. We began with a poem from your New England poet, Robert Frost, whose rhyming rhythm covers the dangerous darkness of his reminiscence. He may have been speaking in this poem that begins with sorrow. Mark this, those who are experiencing loss in this season, with the memory of his perhaps one dear friend Edward Thomas, with whom he walked the sodden pasture lanes. Notice the change in tense just once in the poem. Thomas inspired Frost, Frost inspired Thomas. They walked together as young, middle-aged, emerging writers, and Thomas tragically died in France in the First World War in 1917. So, writes Frost, My sorrow, when she's near to me, thinks these dark days of autumn rain are beautiful as days can be. She loves the bare, the withered tree. She walked the sodden pasture lane. Not yesterday I learned to love, learned to know the love of bare November days before the coming of the snow. Yet it were vain to tell her so, and yet her praise, they are improved, all of them, by her praise. We think in these hours of those who are a cloud of witnesses around us as we come to engage in the table of the Lord. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sin and are in love and charity with your neighbor and intend to lead a new life following the commandments of God, come draw near in faith and take this sacrament to your comfort. Amen.